gold standard in private comms, SignalBoss defends security of messaging app. By Lucas Nolan on March 26, 2025. The president of Signal defended the messaging app security after top Trump administration officials mistakenly included a journalist in an encrypted chat room they used to discuss looming U.S. military action against Yemen's Houthis. Reuters reports that Meredith Whitaker, the president of Signal, has come forward to defend the messaging app's security following a blunder by top Trump administration officials. The officials had accidentally included a journalist in an encrypted chat room where they were discussing impending U.S. military action against Yemen's Houthis. Although Whitaker did not directly address the incident, which Democratic lawmakers are trying to spin as a breach of national security, she took to X to highlight Signal's security advantages over its competitor, Meta's WhatsApp. In her post on X, Whitaker described Signal as the gold standard in private comms. She emphasized the app's open-source nature, nonprofit status, and the application of end-to-end encryption and privacy-preserving technology across its system to protect both metadata and message contents. Signal has been gaining popularity in Europe and the United States as an alternative to WhatsApp due to its minimal data collection practices. According to data from Sensor Tower, a market intelligence firm, U.S. downloads of Signal in the first quarter of 2025 saw a 16% increase compared to the previous quarter and a 25% rise compared to the same period in 2024. Whitaker had previously addressed Signal's security advantages in a February interview with De Telegraaf, a Dutch newspaper. She stated that Signal was a safer alternative because WhatsApp collects metadata that can be used to determine who messages whom and how frequently they communicate. When compelled, like all companies that collect the data to begin with, they turn this important, revealing data over, Whitaker reiterated in her post on X. In response to Whitaker's comments, a WhatsApp spokesperson stated that the app relies on metadata to prevent spam and maintain the service's safety from abuse. The spokesperson clarified, "We do not keep logs of who everyone is messaging or calling and do not track the personal messages people are sending one another for ads." Read more at Reuters here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.